You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Congressmember John Katko knows things will be different when he returns to Washington for his third term representing the 24th District. That includes Syracuse. WAER's Chris Bolt reports he's optimistic about making some progress on issues such as healthcare, infrastructure improvements, and more.
John Katko says he believes Congress can work together and make progress on some major issues that the American people are concerned about, at least for 1 year before the 2020 presidential campaign heats up. For one, Katko acknowledges the climate change talks going on in Poland.
I'm one of a group of Republicans who signed on to a resolution acknowledging that climate change is real and we need to do something about it. The problem with the Paris Accords, and no one wants to acknowledge this, is that it doesn't balance it out. China is under the Paris Accords, allowed to build coal-burning plants at a rate of one a week until 2030. The reason I didn't agree with the Paris Accords is that it doesn't balance the playing field.
He's indicated, however, he would support policies that serve the climate goals while not disadvantaging American business.
Something like a carbon fee dividend or something like that, that's gaining a lot of steam. What that would do is not only incentivize American producers to do the right thing, but also would punish foreign companies who bring their goods into the U.S. They would be subject to a considerable tax if they're coming from countries that are not adhering to pollution standards.
Katko also supports recent moves on limiting the deadly power of some guns, as long as measures are not overly restrictive.
Gun control is not the magic elixir, and I think the bump stock is a great example. You want to ban assault weapons? Fine, okay. So you can get rid of the bump stock because it really becomes an automatic weapon, which should be banned. But there's a lot of different weapons being used. So I think taking that step back and having a good comprehensive legislation that looks at the individuals who are possessing weapons overall and keeping all weapons out of the hands of individuals, not just certain types, who shouldn't have them.
Some of his other priorities when he returns to Washington include water quality issues and continuing to work on algae blooms, the opioid issue that's affected central New York severely, and mental health issues, especially related to suicide, which he feels is not talked about enough. Katko recognizes he'll be returning to be in the minority in the House, which will be a first for him. He's not expecting Democrats to hold legislation hostage, but has some cautionary thoughts.
I think the best you can expect is we could have some progress on infrastructure and health care and maybe on some other things. The worst we could have is complete gridlock where they just try to play out the string and hope that in 2020 they win the presidency. I hope it's better than that because there's some real opportunity to get things done. And I hope that both sides can put down their swords a little bit and try and do that.
He acknowledges the divided nature of the nation and in this area made clear by election outcomes. You know, it's 22 of 25 congressional districts that voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016, but had Republican Congress members switched to Democrats in the midterm elections. He believes on health care, Democrats will want to put forward reform proposals to save the Affordable Care Act.
I'm all for that if they're going to make sense from an economic standpoint. I just don't know if we're going to be able to fix that, but I think that's one of the areas we've got to look and say, okay, we premised Affordable Care Act's viability on tens of millions of healthy people getting on the exchanges. And if they're not, what can we do and what should we do to fix that problem?
Katko never supported total repeal of the Affordable Care Act and says that bipartisanship can even lead to the strengthening of it. He also thinks progress can come regarding infrastructure. Katko notes highway funding hasn't increased since the 1994 highway bill.
We've been taking money out of general coffers every year, $12 to $13 billion a year, to plug that hole, and it's going up every year. So we've got to take a look at the fact that is a gas tax adequate in and of itself? Should it be indexed? Should we do something to deal with the freight issue like they do with airlines because the trucks are chewing up more of the road than anybody? And should we look at hybrid and electrical vehicles and non-gasoline vehicles? If you're a non-gasoline vehicle, you're not paying anything. You're riding roads for free.
If Congress gets back member items, he says they would have the ability to offer federal help for local problems such as Syracuse's aging sewers and water system. Katko expects to have to work in a more bipartisan way after a rash of party shifts in New York congressional districts and across the nation. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
You can hear Chris's entire interview with Representative Katko as well as other local news stories on our website, WAER.org.